Hopefully tonight you guys know that you chose the better thing, even if you are missing the big Vikings and Philadelphia game. I know some of you might be dreading to see the score right now, but hopefully you know today that you chose the better thing. So today we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Today we're going to talk about why we need God's Word. And why it's useful for our lives. So raise your hand if you own a Bible. Okay, that's basically everybody. Raise your hand if you own two Bibles. Okay, raise your hand if you own more than five Bibles. All right. I own four Bibles, all in four different translations. Give me a variety to pick from. It's cool to see just the way that some are set up. Just because I have those four copies, those four different translations on a bookshelf, they're not a good luck charm. By having them on my stand by my bed isn't going to bring me good luck. It's not going to rub off on my family. It's not going to make them saved. The only way that God's Word is ever going to profit any of us is if we read it, if we study it, and if we apply it to our own lives. So we're going to look at how God's Word is totally reliable and how it's useful for all aspects of life. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." We need the Bible because it is totally reliable. This first part of this verse in 16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed." All this is inspired God. The Bibles that you guys have today are God's Word. His all-perfect Word. See, if all Scripture is God-breathed and it originates from God, then everything in this book is truth. See, a lot of people will read it and say, "Oh, look, this is a great idea, right? I should apply this one to my life. This one I like. I should apply that one to my life." But that's not the way that the Word works. That's not the way God works. See, the bottom line is that the Scriptures are reliable as God. And if God is the God of all truth, then His words are all true and without error. But somehow, we still find ourselves going to worldly wisdom instead of godly wisdom. When I need help with my relationship, I go to everybody else except God. Or we look at it how, the Bible just is not relatable anymore, right? The things, it's old stuff, right? God's Word can never apply to modern culture, right? See, that's the way we view God's Word so many times. And obviously we need God's Word because it's useful for all life. See, the greatness about God is that He didn't just save us. It was like, "All right, go ahead and fend for yourselves. Hopefully you get things right." No, He gave us a manual. He gave us everything we need right here. And I thank God every day for that. It's something that He's put on my heart day after day after day to read His Word over and over and over again. So Scripture is useful for teaching God's truth. It shows us all the great questions about life. Who is God? Who are we? Why are we on this planet? You know, what's right and wrong? Why is there death and suffering? You know, what is beyond the grave? What does the future hold? But it also shows us the practical matters. How do I relate with my spouse? How do I relate with others? How do I manage my money? How do I do this and that? How do I control my emotions, my anger, depression, anxiety? And how to overcome temptations. And there are so many more. But only by reading God's Word over and over again will it begin to actually work on us. I can go through this, read it one time, and am I going to pick up on anything? Well, maybe a couple things. But only by repetitive reading am I going to get things that God wants me to get, that God's going to show me certain things. I'm sure, like we talked about this morning, I'm sure you've read a story or a verse 20 times, and God ends up pointing something new out to you that 20th time. God reveals something to you that 20th time that you just didn't look at. And it also shows us who we are in Christ. And 2, the Scripture is useful for confronting our sins. It rebukes us. It shows us when we are wrong. Amen? See, some of us today were like, well, why would we want that? Why would we want someone to show us that we're wrong? Because sin will destroy our lives. It will ultimately corrupt everything that you've achieved. It will tear you down. And only by God's Word revealing that to us can we confess it. Can we ask for forgiveness? With all those things that God's Word does and exposes our sin, and it helps us avoid it in the future, and I'm sure each and every one of us need convincing of that sometimes. Each and every one of us has probably justified a sin in our life. I mean, whatever it may be, I'm sure every one of us has justified a sin before. So, this is normally how a lot of us are when we read God's Word. We'll read something that convicts us. And we'll look, and the first time we'll say, man, that would really be good for that no good neighbor down the street. Second time we read it, man, that would really be good for some of those people at the church. The third time we read it, we're like, man, I really wish my family would read this. This would really help us out. But the fourth time we read it, we look right at ourselves and say, Lord, I see. This is what I need to deal with. Only by reading the Word over and over and over again can God really beat on us and say, you need to change this. But the good thing about God's Word is that it just doesn't say, you're wrong. It shows you how to correct it. It shows you how to get right, how to put you right back on the right path. It shows you how to deal with it, what you have to do, if you have to go forgive somebody or ask for forgiveness, whatever it may be. God's Word shows us that. See, God's Word is one of the most precious things I think that we have, that we can see with our own eyes. We all have the Holy Spirit deep inside of us, motivates us, gives us power, encourages us. God's Word shows us so many things that we would never realize on a daily basis. How to actually live our lives according to God's Word. It shows us how to overcome harmful habits. If you're a person that has an addiction with pornography, with drugs, alcohol, some of the things that you maybe never would think that God's Word could fix, it can. There are so many things, whether blatantly just tells you how to fix them, or just kind of points them out in a way that you have to keep in the Word, that you read it over and over and over again. And obviously, for the Scripture is useful for training in righteousness. It shows us this path, the right path to stay on, and what pleases God and what we need to do to keep pleasing God, to draw closer to Him, that He would draw closer to us. And obviously, and make further progress after that. See, out of all this, though, that God's Word shows us, how it teaches us, rebukes us, corrects us, trains us, all that, the result of all that is maturity and service. 17 says, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's so that we become a full-grown Christian. We stop drinking from the baby bottle and we start eating some meat, start growing up a little bit. We've taken this challenge as a church. In 6 months, we're going to be more mature, right? So that we can pray for people. We can pray for God to send people. And we have to be more mature. We have to know how to deal with those things. Well, guess how we figure out how to deal with those things? God's Word. I can almost guarantee you, if somehow every one of us just keeps diving in and in the Word, that we'll see progress. Whether it's people, and that's up to God. But I guarantee you see progress in your own lives. I'll see progress in my life. So the Word, I didn't get to listen to Brother Matthew's sermon last week, but I got to listen to just a little bit of it before I ended up coming, and he was talking about the call, and it really fired me up. When I was just listening, just a short piece, maybe 10 minutes of just the beginning of the message. By reading God's Word, God's going to show you His call. He's going to work on you because the Spirit's going to work on you. He's going to make you better as an individual in your relationship with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones, with all of that. See, everything is going to start right here. Salvation, discipleship, teaching, preaching should all start right here. Everything we do should start from the Word of God. Is there everyone here, have you ever taken the Word of God for granted? Probably. If not, you're probably lying at one point. We've each probably taken this for granted. Could you imagine not having this? What would your life be if you just guessed? Probably not good. Because to be honest with myself, the things that I want to do sometimes don't fit with what God's will is for me and what God's Word says. So as we go on this journey of, okay, we're going to be more mature. We're going to read the Bible. We're going to study it. We're going to apply it to our lives. There's one thing that we have to remember. We must pray We must talk to God. We must build that relationship, because I could read this every day and not get anything out of it. If the Holy Spirit is not with me, if He's not showing me anything, I will get nothing out of this. Anything that you want to do for God and what God wants you to do, read this. And that's what's going to equip you. That's what's going to make you better. This is the tool you need for any work that you do. Whether it's going over to a friend's house to play video games, or, you know, whatever it may be, everything should be rooted in God's Word. Everything. Whether we do that, that's a different thing. But everything should be rooted in God's Word. I heard this story. Okay, I didn't hear this story. I'll actually tell you something that happened to me. I don't remember what his name was, and I probably wouldn't tell you anyways, but he came up to me, and this is when I just became a Christian, maybe 6 months since I got saved. And I was pretty on fire. I wanted to tell people, but I was pretty nervous about it too. I didn't really know where to start. But I was like, okay, if God, if you're going to put him in front of me, you know, I'll do my best. And a guy came up, two guys came up and said, one was an atheist, didn't believe in God. One was on the fence. He said, well, I haven't really heard anything from either side. I don't really know what I believe. But the other man said, well, the Bible just doesn't really relate to us anyways. And that sold him. I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know a whole lot in the words. There are so many times where we don't think things relate in the Bible. We have to get past that. We have to seek God's Word. We have to search for God's Word. And then God will show us. You know, we have to knock on the door, and He's going to open it to us. Whether that's finding your spiritual gift, if you want to know your spiritual gift, pray, read God's Word. You want to know what God wants you to do? Pray, read God's Word. Two simple things, but two things we seem to never do. Two things that we're like, oh, I don't got time for that. But I want a spiritual gift. You know, I want this, but I don't really have time to pray for 10 minutes. Or I don't have time to read for 30 minutes, or sit down for a Bible study for 30 minutes. I got this and that going on. You would be surprised how much time you really have. How much time you really have to read God's Word. Every time that I read God's Word, I ask this. I say, God, show me something that I didn't see before. And we do, I've been doing a lesson on Jonah on Wednesday. And however many times that I've done a lesson on Jonah, I can't even tell you how many times, God showed me something new. God showed me something that on a story, I'm like, okay, this is, you know, this says it right here. You know, I've read it 100 times. I've looked at all the aspects, all the things that could apply to my life, and God still somehow shows me something new. Because I asked Him to. Whether it was from the story or whether it was just something that brought something to my mind, God still showed me something new. And He can show you something new. So as we go ahead and stand, and I want you to ask really just one question. Have you been reading God's Word? Every day. It's awesome if you have, but out of all the people, out of the small group,